We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It feels like I'm like the prize winning livestock at the county fair, and I'm being like paraded around all the schools now. This is my like world tour as like the best cow.
Welcome to The Holy Hour, a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sanson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
We have a very important guest.
Maybe top maybe three most important guests. We've only had like three guests.
Yeah, I'm like, how many guests have we?
I think we've had four.
Yeah. You're the fourth guest. Or no, fifth?
Fifth guest.
Wow.
Wow.
We'd have more if we didn't have full-time jobs.
We have Frank on today.
Is it, do we officially dub him Mr. Amelia?
It doesn't have the same ring as Mr. Liz.
I think Frank makes sense if you were to see my face.
Mr. Amelia is very, like, wordy. It has a lot of syllables.
Yeah, my name already has too many syllables, so
Mr.
adding
Liz
Mr.
is just two.
Mr. Liz.
And then Frank is just one.
Mr. Frank.
Mr. Frank. I like that.
Mr. Liz and Mr. Frank.
I'll take it.
I kind of love it. Well, anyway, we have him here. Thank you so much for coming, cutie.
Thanks for having me.
I've never had anyone that I'm dating on the podcast.
I feel like I'm on a radio show.
We have been with you through it all.
Yeah, y'all really have.
This podcast... our friendship.
Now we have my boyfriend here. That's the first time I've said that publicly.
She said the B word. She said the B word.
It's the first time I've said it publicly.
Damn.
It feels like I'm like the prize winning livestock at the county fair, and I'm being like paraded around all the schools now. This is my like world tour as like the best cow.
You really are the best cow,
babe.
I'll take it. Sweet. How does it feel? How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Yeah, this is great. We're drinking Cosmopolitans.
Yeah. Mr. Frank showed up with all the goodies in tow. He played bartender. He made us some Cosmopolitans.
I missed it.
They're very tight. They're very tart.
And tight.
And tight.
They're so fucking tight.
He also brought lemon Marionberry muffins, which is great because I have not eaten today.
We're in Seattle,
I ate a little bit, but...
People know that we're in Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to dox anybody.
They know we're in Seattle. I mean, the amount of things Amelia posts online makes me nervous that someone's going to show up at her door, so...
And they might.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
That's why she has a ring camera.
Yeah. And an attack cat.
Yeah, no, that
cat's
vicious.
She's very aggressive.
She is. Don't fuck with her. So you're feeling good? Are you ready for some questions from the audience?
I'm
well,
as ready
first
as I'll
from
ever.
Me.
Oh, Liz is going to go first.
I was told about this.
I'm just going to ask some questions that I think will help introduce everything and I think get Mr. Frank's opinions and insights. So the questions I'm going to start with is, we've heard Amelia's side of how you guys met. But I think it would be fun to do a retelling of things because we haven't heard things from your side and how you were feeling and what your thoughts were.
Yeah, so interesting. It's a fun story. We've both like said it in turns to people that we care about in public. But I have two friends that live here who started a double dating Hinge profile, which is objectively like very funny. Mm-hmm. And they were having a great time with it, and they matched with Amelia in like, I want to say like January or February. Mm-hmm. And they were planning on going on a double date with her. And I was the guy that they would tap in for like a triple.
So did they tap you in more than once?
They tapped me in once for a triple, and then I was like, if any of you ever need to like take a night off, like let me know.
Sub me in.
It was one of those things. And
you're like a freelance date.
They're pimping me out, you know.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I'm a part of their stable. I'm the first relief pitcher in the bullpen, which is kind of a funny word for that.
As an aside.
So we were doing this in like February, or I went on this triple date with them in February, and then we stopped, and then life for me just got very hectic. Because I was finishing up school, and then one Sunday I'm walking my dog and I get a text from these two guys saying, hey, we have a double date planned this week, but one of the guys is in a relationship. Do you want to sub in? And initially I was like, no, because I was so tired. I'm like, I can't do this during the week. I just don't have the capacity. And I'm like, I'll just text them when I get back home. Then I get home and I get a text message in a group chat, which ended up being from Amelia's phone number, saying, you need to send us a picture of you right now. And I guess I'm a part of this now. And
not exactly what I said was, the picture that you send us of your mustache will determine our future.
And here we are. Who would have thought?
She said that is a boyfriend mustache.
I would like to ride that mustache.
And she does.
And I do.
As we've heard.
It's in the ether now.
It is. Yeah. It's been in the ether.
So we have our first date on Thursday, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm a part of this now. And they'd only sent me like one or two pictures of her Hinge profile, and they're like, oh, she has a podcast. I'm like, cool. I'll see her on Thursday. And Thursday comes, and it was just like,
I like that that's like a warning.
Yeah.
She has a podcast.
I mean, that's fun to me. Yeah. People talking, you know, I love to talk. I love the sound of my own voice. I've been told I have a face for podcasting.
No.
I mean, he is on this podcast, so
I'm
not technically wrong.
I'll take it. But yeah, so that day specifically, I was like, it was one of those days where I was up from 5 a.m. until the date and like had no time to sit down. And I was like in four different places the entire day. By the time the date came, I was completely spent. I made dinner. I literally had to like sit in a room full of incense to get the smell of grilled chicken out of my hair, because I'm like, I don't want these girls to like smell grilled chicken on me, because the hair holds the smell, you know, right, when you got curls like this. Then we went to a bar in Seattle, and I was running on empty, and I walk in, and the moment I saw Amelia and her friend, I don't even know if you heard me or saw me, but I was like, what the fuck? Like under my breath, because Amelia's very like distractingly beautiful. Oh. Like very distractingly hot, and like very apparently on that date too. Like even like where you were sitting with the light hit, it was very like movie-ish, like movie-esque. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, I picked a bad day to be completely spent, especially like given what's in front of us.
I mean, and they didn't really give you a choice.
I had no say in any of this, but I'm very glad it happened to me. I've been saying it since then that I feel like I won a contest. So that was our first date. We ended up just me and my friend Amelia and her friend sitting in a bar talking for hours. And then this is the funny thing that happens after a blind double date for the first date, is who's gonna hang out with who next. Mm-hmm. And I very quickly was like, I'm hanging out with her.
Dibs.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know, like I just feel like we're both kind of like outgoing
Geminis.
Yeah sure, yeah, Geminis. Yeah.
And they are. They're
my
both Geminis.
My friend who was with me, who was like pretty reserved, I was like, oh, like, come on, like, you don't want to do that. Like, me and her, we're both very outgoing. We're very loud people. Jamelia's not loud.
No, I mean, I was. But I also very clearly overwhelmed the other guy on the date, because he was, like, much more quiet. And I was, like, really pulling out the theater kid on that date. Mm. We were running that table. It was mostly you and I talking.
And then I would take breaks because I thought I was dying, because I was so exhausted and I was so, like, overwhelmed by, like, you know.
Everything.
And you were very hot. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I literally like I fell backwards into the situation and I'm like gonna fuck it up is what I thought, but apparently I did okay.
Yeah.
And then we were,
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, it worked. Listen, knock on this tweed chair. And then I started, well, we were driving home and we were still like discussing like how we're gonna do it. And meanwhile, I'm like, I'm gonna hit this girl up on my own. Like, yeah, sure, like we'll figure out the next steps. I'm like, I'm gonna message her on my own. And then Amelia actually texted me.
Oh.
And she's like, I hope I follow the right person on Instagram. And I was like, I looked at my friend, I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, I'm sorry, like your plans are to hell with them. And then
wait, was the other guy gonna ask out Amelia?
What he and his friend used to do is they would send a survey in the group chat at the end of the date. Being like, here are the options, and I was like, fuck your options. Like, I'm like, I'm doing this. And on our date, like the bartender was talking about how like they put bad Yelp reviews on shirts, and we were just like bantering about that like over text. And then I asked Amelia on a second date by making like a really like shitty word art like custom t-shirt, asking her on a second date, and you know,
I love that.
The rest is history.
I remember when Amelia told me that, I was like, this guy is showing you he's paying attention.
Yeah.
And he cares. I was team Mr. Frank from day one.
She was.
And I've said it before and I will continue saying it until the day I die.
Uh-huh. She's mm-hmm. not been like that with anyone that I've dated. I mean, everyone that's listening knows that.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a cat when it comes to people Amelia is dating. Like, I'll be excited, obviously, but they're just, it's like they start in jail and they need to prove their way out.
So, yeah.
That's how I treat Amelia's dating life.
What do they call the like the money they give you in jail to buy like
commissary?
Commissary. They got to build their commissary up.
Exactly.
I knew that like way too quickly.
I would not have remembered that word.
I watch a lot of prison shows.
So you listen to the podcast, yes?
Yes.
What were you thinking when you were hearing Amelia talk about y'all's dates?
Ooh, that's a good question.
So,
because she was like, oh, it's not going to be a thing.
Oh, yeah. So that was after.
And then it became beefing.
Which is funny, right? Because like, I never took any offense to it. And like, I think it's mainly because.
Did you take it as a challenge?
No.
Oh.
Well, my reasoning like, behind bet. It was like, I heard the podcast that she talked about, like, I don't think we're compatible, after our second date when she already agreed to go on a third date with me. And I'm like, well, that's too fucking bad.
Yeah, that's bad timing. Yeah, we went out the next day after I said that. I was like, I don't know, we'll see. I'm going out with him tomorrow.
It was real good.
It was a really good
date. Good date. Yeah.
I didn't want to leave, which has always been my litmus test for good dates, when I don't want to leave them, because I want to leave every single fucking date I've ever been on. I'm like checking my watch. Like, when is
that
an appropriate time?
That is a good
time?
Litmus test.
We just drank tea in some like weird like little tea shop under like an apartment building, because mm-hmm. I was like, we were going to get martinis, and I was once again just like very toast, and I'm like, what if we just got tea instead? And she was game for it. It's a great time.
Yeah.
Special day. I mean, there's some quirks to that date that I don't know are podcast necessary.
Third date, y'all are vibing.
Well, yeah. The third date, there was a week and a half between it where, like, you know, that no man's land between the second and third date, you know, a lot of things could have happened. And I think Amelia, we were gonna hang out on the weekend, but Amelia sent me the funniest text one of the most ridiculous texts I've ever gotten about like why she couldn't like hang out.
It wasn't even
an excuse, but it was because like I never have like seen that. I've never like taken that like that from her. And I'm just sitting there like you know, like fizzling, like.
what did you say back?
I said, that's quite the text bubble, I'm not gonna lie. And I said, she's two martinis deep. I think she was with you.
No,
you,
I was
you.
With. Oh yeah, we were out with Sarah that night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were at, that was when you took photos of me and Sarah at the booth at King's.
Good photos.
Oh.
Yeah. Those great and photos. I sent him one of those photos.
Send me one of those. Okay. I'm like, listen, this has to mean something. She'll tell, I can't,
she
I could.
Send me a photo of herself.
I can't read a signal until like someone is like on top of, it's just a bad, I guess, character flaw in me. But like until someone is literally straddling me, I'm like, I don't know if they're really into me. But that was probably a
like
sign.
They're like sucking your dick. You're like, I don't know, man. I think.
Do you like me?
Are you sure about that? you don't have to.
When did you start to get it bad? Because I remember I received a text from Amelia after one of y'all's dates, and she was like, Liz, I think I really like him. And I was like, yeah.
Which date was this?
I don't even know. So I started to like really feel it. I started to get a little scared about it. when you kissed me on the third date, which was the Limerick date.
The Limerick date.
If you've heard on a past episode, this is when he wrote the Limerick about kissing me when I was in the bathroom. And
that's a real sliding doors moment for us.
Yeah.
The things could have gone in many different. If I had I not written that Limerick, it would have been, you know, who knows where we would have gone.
Who knows?
It had to happen that way.
I don't know if I would have hung out with you again if you didn't kiss me after that date.
And I wouldn't have blamed you. I was going to kiss you, but I was like, I didn't want to like walk into your car and be like, what if we kissed? And then, you know, we were like making out in a bar for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. In the bar? You're making out in the bar.
Oh, in the bar. Yeah. In a little booth.
That's so fun. Yeah. It was... I haven't done shit like that in so long.
I hadn't either.
I'm like, when was the last time I made out at a bar? I don't even think I've done that with Mr. Liz.
You made out with a cop at your birthday party.
Stop. I'm trying to erase that from my memory. I don't think I knew he was a cop when we made
out.
You
didn't, but stop
resisting.
Also counted
afterwards.
Yeah, stop resisting.
I can't say I was ever turned on to him. I was just drunk on my birthday, and I was like, you're in a costume. Come here.
That's exactly how it happened. I turned around, and she was just making out with someone.
Yeah.
I was like, where did this guy come from?
My line is, do you want to make out?
That was my line.
That's literally Frank's line.
That was for a while. You want to make out? Except with Amelia, I wrote
it works.
Five-liner for her. But
it worked.
Yeah.
See, that
it's the worst they can say, no.
That's true.
We'll just fuck right off.
You never have to see him after that.
In college, it was different because you'd see him the very next
day.
Yeah,
you do have to see him.
Pretend it never happened.
I mean, I've never received a no, to be honest.
I think we're operating in like different planes, to be fair.
I think it's also because how often does a woman go up to someone and say, like, you want to make out?
Yeah, it's like a novelty.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Who says no
That's
to that?
Me. I'm a Neapolitan ice cream.
If you say no to Neapolitan ice cream, get the fuck out.
Yeah. We don't fucking
you. Get a little
want
bit
you.
Of everything.
You get a little bit of everything. But you can't get all three at once, which is
You could
really
do a little scoopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, like, who
That's
just...
That's not as fun.
You can do it with one of the little spoons you have.
Yeah. I have tiny spoons in my drawer.
She has tiny spoons in her drawer.
I love it. I have tiny forks in my drawer. We could have a tiny little
oh my
place
God.
Setting.
It'd be like a little tea party.
You should find tiny knives.
I want a tea party real bad. Back to our lore.
To answer this question.
I love the lore.
Yeah.
When Liz is big into lore.
Especially when it comes to romance, I am all in. I love it.
No,
I love.
We have good lore.
I've told Amelia like it's really great that like as people, I think we are both great people who have like doing our best to like keep getting better for the other person, for ourselves, and like that's really like I guess what it takes, or like a really important part of like the relationship, even though like we're very early on, like we can both tell that we care.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these really important things that have to be there.
If anyone's wondering, if you couldn't tell, Mr. Frank is in therapy.
Oh, I mean,
he's a therapist.
Shout out Tiffany. who might be listening.
Yeah,
who
T-Bone
knows?
Listens to the T-Bone. Pod, or has listened to the pod in the past.
T-Bone, I didn't name you that, but...
But I did.
Yeah. But,
I'm a big T-Bone fan.
So, like, there's all these, like, things that I guess have to be right, and then there's, like, the important things, which I feel like we've completely, like, covered.
Yeah.
And then after that is, like, the funny, like, auxiliary stuff, and the lore is such a fun part of that.
Absolutely.
Where it's, like, the lore is on point.
Yeah, it's good.
It all aligned, like, so perfectly.
It
a
really
lot,
did.
A lot had to happen.
I feel like I won a contest.
This
I keep saying it.
To happen.
I feel like I won a contest.
Stop.
I didn't think that anyone could ever like make me feel like how you make me feel.
Come
like
here.
I just feel very.
I'm sorry.
We're just gonna fuck.
You're being earnest, and I was like, I made
fuck
a,
on the pod right now.
No,
Liz, watch.
I'm not ready for that.
No, but like it's. I really didn't think that I would feel like respected. Like you make me feel respected, and also like I would feel. Like, I would love you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be like the same kind of back and like, it would be a give and take kind of relationship equally.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you deserve a better response than totally, but like, yeah. Like,
no.
you nailed it.
That's on never settling.
Yeah. Amen. And I didn't. So let that be a fucking lesson. But
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To answer your original question, when I knew was date number three, when you kissed me, I was like, that shit had my vagina jumping. I was like, this sex is going to be good.
Date three is when they get you.
They really is. Is that what happened with Mr. Liz?
Yeah, date three, when he left, I started crying because I was like, no, I like him a lot. I don't want to.
Yeah, it's like a really uncomfortable feeling.
I just
want to
be a hoe with no feelings. That's what I set out here to do, and he interrupted my plans. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, well, you can't help it. You can't help it.
Yeah, by the end of month one, we were like dating officially.
Liz went to Portland on what was their second date?
That was our third date.
Third
actually.
Date. Went to Portland for their third date.
How? Oh, so he was already in Portland. Well, he was in like, he was at Mount Hood.
He lived there?
No, he was skiing.
Okay.
He was there for like the week. And then I think he was like doing a photo shoot thing for his job. And then we were texting and then he said something like, yeah, if you want to come down to Portland. And I was like, if you're not fucking around, I straight up will buy a train ticket because that'd be fun.
She took the train.
I don't know. I'm like, yeah, why not? And I was like, I'll get a train ticket.
Liz is going to get murdered was my first thought. I was like,
our first date was also, I could have gotten murdered.
Here we are.
I just met him, brought him back to my house. We took shrooms. So, and he stayed the night on date one.
Who said love is dead?
Not I.
I just, yeah, we had a weird, not like weird in a bad way. It's just like kind of like a wild start. Cause I was just trying to have a good time. But we went to Portland. He was like, okay, if you come down here, then like I'll get an Airbnb. So he paid for my ticket to Portland, and then we stayed at an Airbnb with a hot tub, and then we drove back up to Seattle.
I'm glad you included the hot tub detail.
It's an important detail.
Well, it is important.
It is. And we skinny dipped in the hot tub.
Oh, whoa. Even more important than nice. once thought.
That was the first time I saw him like kind of drunk and silly. And he became significantly less intimidating to me.
But yeah, after date number three.
Date number three.
Date number four was really when it locked. And that was, I'm sure, when I texted you. Mm-hmm. Being like, uh-oh. Because that was when you cooked for me.
Oh, sparks were flying, date number four.
Which I found out.
It was. It was after date number four. You were like, I think I really like him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the full gamut.
I learned.
What date did you bang
on? I learned recently. Four.
Okay.
And you know what? That's a great segue,
hey,
Liz.
I banged on date number one.
No. That, you want to silence your phone? Yeah. Your phone is so fucking noisy all the time.
I can't hear it.
This is my, but it's just a thing. It's always going off when we're having sex.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm usually like, will you fucking silence that? What if I want a trip? That's what he always says.
It's my friends calling me idiots.
What if I want a sweepstakes?
This is true.
You signed up for all of those things. They're no, like, you didn't win, but do you want a timeshare? But
I feel like you're trying to deflect away from what I was about to say.
No idea,
Frank,
what you're talking about.
So I recently found out that his move has been in the past to have a girl over and cook for her because it was a surefire way to fuck.
It's not so much that I would cook for her. It was a specific dish.
Penne alla vodka.
And it wasn't intentional, but my good friend who picked up on my patterns realized she... Love her to death, my friend. She called me out on it once. She's like, oh, she asked me like, oh, like a date long ago. She's like, what'd you make her? And I'm like, penne alla vodka. And she's like, oh, I know what you're up to. But for
it needs a new name now.
What was that?
It needs a new name.
It's penis alla vodka.
Well, I waited until date 10 to make Amelia penne alla vodka. Well, after our first bung.
Yeah, I was special, so yeah. He made me something else.
I made her a dish from my homeland, which when I told my friend that I made her a dish from my motherland, she was like, oh shit, you really like this girl. Like, you're not just like, you
She's
know.
Not just getting the penis out of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
No, certainly not.
Eventually.
I mean, that same day, but mm-hmm. but that wasn't my intention, because after our third date, I was like, after our first date, I was like, okay. After our second date, I was like, they can't see my face, but I was like, okay.
Whoa.
After our third date, when we were kissing at the bar, I was like, something's all happening. And then that, I'm like, I need to like make a big splash on the fourth date.
And you did.
We did.
Oh.
We did, yeah. You brought my dog a toy.
Splash.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you did. I brought his dog a toy, and she destroyed it in the first like 30 seconds as like
to threaten you.
That's my girl.
She's like, this is my
That's my Polly. My, I could say her name on here.
Yeah.
You're
gonna dox the dachshund?
Dox her, please. She's terrible.
Did you see what I did there, cutie? Dox the dachshund. Thank you. Sorry, I just wanted like a little bit of appreciation.
So I have a final question. And this is a question for both of you.
Oh,
shit.
Because I feel like no one has ever been able to, I don't want to say catch Amelia, but like, yeah, no one's been able to bag Amelia. So what did you do, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll ask Amelia the same question.
Oh, that's a good cue, Liz.
Like, how does one go about bagging Amelia?
I want to be very intentional with this answer.
Okay.
I think I haven't had a girlfriend in long time. Longer than Amelia has gone without a boyfriend, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2015, 2016, long time. And somewhere down that path, I was like, if I ever do this, I need to be super, like, intentional every step of the way.
Did you not date anybody through the Trump administration specifically?
It was a hard time.
I mean, no one would blame you.
It was a weird time. Listen, it was.
Could it get hard during the Trump administration?
Well, I mean, he's super hot, but like.
Stop. He's kidding, everyone. He's kidding.
He's a sexy guy.
He's a sexy, fat old man.
Have you seen the fucking ass on that guy?
Yeah, he does have a dump truck.
I say this shit to my mom as a joke, and she freaks out. And I'm like, I'm just going to fuck
him. He has a wagon. That's objective.
I just want to give him a little kiss. But back to what I was saying. So I was very like, I need to be super, if I want something that works, something that's like real, I need to be very like intentional throughout the like beginning part of it. And I found myself with a lot of girls who I didn't feel the same way I feel about Amelia, not being very intentional because I was just trying to like take it somewhere, steer it somewhere. So with Amelia, I was very much, I don't think I did anything specific. I just was giving her like, I was giving her like the real thing. Which sounds kind of cheesy, but I don't know what else you can do. You know, I wasn't like showing up to her house with a boombox and roses. I was just very much like, if I thought of her, I'd tell her. But I wasn't using that as a way to just talk to her, which I've done in the past, which a lot of guys and a lot of girls have done in the past, where it's like you're trying to manufacture conversation or contact.
What I've observed just as a third party is that you've been very like honest about how you feel about Amelia, but not in a way that feels overwhelming or overbearing, because I'm not to speak for you, but like I think both of us have experience where we have gone on dates or like dated a man who is anxiously attached and like their insecurity feels clingy. And that is not the impression that you were giving. It wasn't, you were very like self-assured.
Yeah. And we were talking about this yesterday, just like specifically because I started reading the book Attached because my friend told me to read it. And what I've deduced so far is she said I'm very secure attached. And I think that I think it's all on a spectrum.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I think there have been moments in my life where I've veered all the way anxious. And this is one where it's veered all the way the other way. I mean, it's veered all the way
to secure.
Yeah, I'm not avoidant at all. And that's interesting because I've never felt this way about anybody. And I thought, oh, when I'm like in love with someone, I'm going to become a lunatic is what I thought. I mean, I just want to be able to handle myself because like it's been that way where I wasn't in love with someone and the feelings were much less strong. And I felt myself getting really anxiously attached. And I'm like, who knows? Maybe it's just like, you know, the work that's been done over the years, but like, who knows? Who really does know what it is? It could be just the right person at the right time. It could be who I am now. Yeah, it's a combination. So
yeah, you're going to meet the right person when you've done the work.
Yeah. Which is, and I mean, this is a testament to that.
They've done the work too. So
yeah, feels like I won a contest. I think the secure attachment to Amelia has been very much so a part of that, which is cool to experience as the person going through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because weren't you like anxiously attached?
I was very like, I was secure attached, and then my relationship put me into anxious, and then it put me into avoidant, and then it put me way into anxious, and then I like snapped out of just having like no attachment to anything anywhere, and like now I feel like I've swung into secure. Like I've never felt this safe in a relationship.
I mean, when you're dating someone who is secure, well, because I was thinking like when you are reading like the book Attached, it says like anxious and anxious people can work together. So if you both are like formerly anxious and now secure, it would make sense because like if one of you is triggered and kind of swings back into those anxious attachment habits, the other one of you is going to understand mm-hmm. and know how to like comfort that person.
That's kind of been a theme in so far in our relationship too, is like Amelia went to Hawaii for like a week and we were both like worried before.
Yeah.
And then we both like calmed each other down before. Mm-hmm. And we did all these things that while she was gone, like beforehand, we were like, oh, we're going to do this is like early, very, this is before we were even like officially a couple. And like, we really liked each other and we're like, we want this to like not fizzle out while we're both anxious about it in the same way. Mm-hmm. We did these things to reassure ourselves.
I like that both of you liked each other so much at that point, and you both were like, I hope this doesn't fizzle out. It's like, of course it won't.
Yeah.
I think that's also when I knew, I'm like, oh, this is going to work with her because we're both trying to mm-hmm. like make this work. She's gone. I mean, like you look back on it, she went to Hawaii for a week. It's not a crazy amount of time, but we both also didn't make each other feel like lunatics for being worried about it. And I was like, oh, this is different.
I think the good part is like you both were very honest about having those feelings.
And the first day I was having a hard time and I was like, and I felt great about it. And then the first day I was like, I think it was a Saturday, I was just like very anxious. And then the next day I talked to her about it and I was scared to talk to her about it. Not because it's her, because Amelia's, you know, Amelia's very empathetic and very like open and will not make you feel like a crazy person. But I've been like accustomed to being like made feel like a crazy person for like expressing even a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah, because you probably were dating avoidant people.
Yeah. I mean,
the anxious avoidant chasing cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Amelia, you know, I she completely just heard me out and helped. I mean, I don't even know how to like really get into it, but it was such a monumental moment personally where I was like, oh shit, this is going to work. That's when I was like, this is actually going to work. Like, it's going to happen. And then, I don't know, I'm not answering the question about how mm-hmm. I bagged Amelia. I don't
mean,
know
I
how.
I do think this, I think your answer makes perfect sense. Yeah.
That's how Amelia bagged me.
How do you feel like Mr. Frank tickled your heartstrings?
Yeah, I mean, like, how you hold space for me, like, in, like, every sense really was, like, brand new for me, like, in romantic relationships. Like, everything that I bring to you, even before we were, like, pretty serious, like, when we were just, like, dating, everything that I would bring to him would just be, like, I'd be like, I'm feeling this way about this thing. And he would just like stop everything he was doing and be like, oh my, like, do you want to talk about it? I'm like, yeah, I do. I actually do want to talk about it. And then I would. And it was like the first time that I had felt like really respected and heard in a relationship like ever.
That's beautiful.
So that was like the first thing that was really like, that worked.
This is different.
But also on our second date when we got tea, I asked him what his favorite thing about himself was, and he said how much he cares without even thinking. You were just like, oh, how much I care.
Yeah, he is very caring.
Just
based on everything you've all done, just showing up.
Caring is cool.
Caring is fucking super cool.
And that might be the title of this episode.
Caring is cool.
Caring is fucking cool.
Caring is cool with Frank.
Should we go to audience questions?
That was very sweet. I'm getting misty.
They seem... Oh, yeah, he's a crier, too.
I'm a crier.
Another thing that I love about him.
I'd be crying. I'm my mother's son.
Okay, I'm going to rapid fire some questions.
Rapid fire me, babe.
Okay.
Babe,
are you ready, babe?
Hit it.
Okay.
All right, the podcast is over.
All right, has Amelia ever done anything that's given you the ick?
Formally, no. Like, there's no real ick that Amelia has given me. But Amelia did something that was kind of questionable to me, and it was we'll call it a quirk. And I, you know, one of those things where I smiled and gave her a kiss after, but I was like, I don't know what the fuck we're doing here. But Amelia, the other day, we were about, what were we going to do? We were going to go somewhere. We were going to go out.
Yeah.
And we're both tired. So I got her a coffee in a can, and she, you know, she put it in this mug I have and put some ice in it and like took a few sips and then put it in the fridge for later. And I'm like, oh, maybe she'll have it like in an hour or so. And then like the next day came over and I was like, I'm going to toss this. She's like, why? I'm like, the coffee has all my fridge air in it.
But you covered it, so it wouldn't get fridge air in it.
Yeah,
we even had a,
like,
discussion.
It's in the it's in the proximity of like raw chicken, my zucchinis. Who knows what's up with my zucchinis at this time of the week? So that didn't give me the ick, but that was just a bit of a quirk.
I have a scarcity complex.
That's fair. I get it.
Thank you.
We're all hunters and gatherers.
He also got it for me, so I didn't want to waste it. You know what I mean?
The intentions were great. It was a cute quirk.
But I mean, okay, well that's good.
Yeah.
Not an ick, like a aw.
Yeah, an aw.
Aw. What was the most surprising thing you discovered when spending time with me?
So Amelia has a very like large social media presence where she puts her humor on display. And she's a lot like that in real life. She's the funniest person I know. But I guess watching Amelia be hilarious by like just existing, like just watching Amelia like do dishes and like being like, how the fuck is this so funny? Just like she'll just start singing, like she'll be like making up like lyrics to like normal songs and then putting them on in like an Eastern European accent. I guess that's the most surprising thing was, like, I realized very quickly into meeting you that you're very funny, and like who you present yourself as is who you like. It's very similar. But then just how like funny you are and existing, I was like, this is fucking crazy. Like the other day I like came out of the bathroom and Amelia's
there
in my
water everywhere.
What?
When Amelia washes her hands, it's like she's taking a bath in the sink.
I'm finding water in my hairbrushes.
Water all over the bathroom.
That's you?
My parents call me Shamu because
I don't know how she does it.
I don't either. I'm pretty
wondering.
I'm mindful about it too, but I always find a way.
Okay. It's like she just scoops up the water and just sprinkles it.
I have
like
very small
sink the towel.
I like to leave my mark.
I mean, I
know it's clean, so I'm like, meh, whatever.
Yeah. It's just water.
It's true.
Yeah.
It could be pee.
But
like,
if it was someone who was annoying, I'd be annoyed. But
totally.
I love you, so I think it's endearing.
Amelia's a very lovable person, so like these like very like little quirks are like it kind of adds to like the what I've told you, like the Amelia portrait.
What were you about to say when you came out of the bathroom?
I came out of the bathroom after like spending, you know, a decent amount of time in there. You don't need to leave that in. And
she will.
And Amelia is like with my dog, who she calls Worm, because my dog is very wormy.
Mm-hmm.
Singing the lyrics to YMCA, but WORM in like an Eastern European old lady accent. With
can you,
like,
can you do
with,
that for us now?
With my like disco grandma goggles on. And I'm just like, looking, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
That's literally what he said when he got out of the bathroom. He was like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's those things that, like, I guess it is a surprise, but it's not like a shock, but I'm just like learning that someone is this funny, like just in the way they exist has been a very welcome, beautiful thing.
That's a good answer, cutie.
Thank you.
Somebody asked if I was as, one of the questions on here is she as animated as she seems online?
Yes.
Yeah.
if yes, it's not even, I mean, our first date, the one thing I noticed was that Amelia talks with her eyes more Amelia talks. Yeah. Like she's doing it right now. Amelia talks with her eyes frequently and her hands are always doing something when she's talking. Mm-hmm. So she's very animated.
Yeah.
Very ridiculously funny.
Thanks. This is fun for me. This is just
trying to guess,
tell me more about me.
Yeah. Well,
episode, I would be lapping it up.
This episode is just me sucking my own dick.
Suck it.
From the back.
No.
Both of you are sucking your dick.
Yeah. Oh. We're co-sucking.
Who said romance is dead?
Not me. Okay, let me find some like you related questions because everyone on here knows that you are you know your way around a female body.
No.
And some people had some questions about that.
Oh, buddy.
When did you find out about the clit / how did you find out about it?
They're asking for a friend.
Yeah.
When did I find out? I mean, I feel like everyone knows what a clit is.
No.
Like, well, it's just like pop culture. Like, you hear about clits, right?
Yeah, but nobody really knows what it is.
It must have been sometime in high school.
When did you learn it was a magic button?
In high school. I feel weird being like in high school, but in high school I learned. And then I spent a good amount of college not thinking about it. And then at some point I was started thinking about it again.
Of course, a dude in college is like, I forgot about that.
Yeah, haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah.
Clitoris.
And then, somewhere in the back end of college and then after college, I was like, this is important.
Yeah.
Then, like, wait, sex is fun when they're also having fun.
Yeah, totally. That was
most would argue it's even more fun.
Revelation, my human sexuality professor, who really set the men straight in our class.
Men straight?
She was this like sassy, like older, like Cubana lady. And I don't want to say her name, but she'd be like, you know, men, these women aren't satisfied anymore. Like, you need to be doing better. Like there's a real gap between satisfaction between men and women, and I don't like it.
Good.
And I was just eating it up.
I love that. Maybe that should be my future job.
Yeah.
You'd actually be very, I've thought about that. You would be a good teacher.
You'd be great.
Oh, thank you.
I don't even know you that well, but you'd be great.
He can tell. He knows you just about as well as one would know a professor.
That's true.
So,
I mean, I do, you know everything I do you need to essentially know. Have a one-sided conversation with you every Friday.
And Thursday, because he's on the Patreon now.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Thursday, if I'm able to get it done soon enough.
I love getting the little notification. $6 well spent.
You heard it here first, folks.
For just the price of a cup of coffee a month.
Another sex question. Do you feel comfy answering it?
Let's hear it.
I'd ask him how he learned how to give great head. Just practice, videos, reading. I want to level up.
I think it's just some trial and error. I think I really like it. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's fun with you, especially.
Fuck yeah.
It's very fun with you. So I enjoy it. I'm not just there. Like, I think, like, if you, like, go there and try and... if you go there and do it, just being like, I just, like... how do I explain this? I feel like some guys just go there and they're like, this is my one ticket to getting this person off. And, like, I'm just going to do whatever I can to do that. I'm like, you're just, like, it'll come off that way to the person, like, receiving it. Right, so I don't know. Like, don't be an accountant if you don't love accounting. That's a stupid quote.
You gotta
quote.
Be paying attention.
Yeah, you gotta be very present and there.
What they're doing, how they're reacting,
the body movements,
yeah,
the bucking. You know, it's a dance, right? That's what we call it, at least.
Yeah,
the whole act is a dance, right?
It's a
little
tango.
And like, especially that. Yeah. I don't know if that answers your question.
No, I think it does. Mm-hmm. You're just like paying attention to how the person's reacting
and enjoying it. If you don't enjoy I mean, it's. I think I'm not a girl, so I've never had my pussy eaten, but but I would imagine you can tell if a dude is not having fun down there. But yeah. you can correct me.
Why would they not have fun? Is
are you at, like? Is I that mean, like a rhetorical question?
Well,
I've gotten really bad head. Have you?
Of course.
Yeah.
So that's like,
well, because it's like, do you not want to be down there because you're not a team player?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's 100% what it is. It's like, just like,
you only care about what you're getting out of this?
Yeah. I think that's what's happening.
This is a team effort, okay? And if you don't see it as a team effort, then you don't deserve to have sex.
I totally agree. We go before and after.
It's true. Sorry. I'm so sorry I made eye contact with you when I said that, Liz. I got about 10 questions about what your Hinge profile looked like.
I mean, I could pull it
up. Please do. Like,
what it used to be.
I never saw it because he was out of my age range.
Yeah, I'm 46.
No. He is younger than me. I'm a cougar.
So, as seen on my mom's fridge was the first picture, and it's me in a bathroom making a very funny smile. In my, you know, it's this picture. I think it's funny. I'm looking for someone I can practice knitting handmade sweaters for as a tender act of love. True. I just got a crochet kit. I'm about to make Amelia a sweater. A picture of my dog looking at me in a funny way. My last journal entry was about how emotional and happy I get when I see old people on walks with their dogs. This was true at a point in time. My simple pleasures. Singing poorly to my wiener dog, sloppy steaks at Trufani's, handwriting letters for loved ones, and fully committing to the bit. I would say that's all.
It's all true.
And then some just dumb pictures of me and my friends.
I love it.
Yeah.
He sent me his profile after our second date.
Yeah, it was after our second date.
Yeah, because I was like,
let me see that thing.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I just don't, you had deleted the app.
Yeah.
You were like, I would have to re-download the app to find it. And then our friend saw him on Hinge and was like, oh, I just saw your boy on Hinge. And I was like, oh, good for him.
Oh, yeah, because you have to deactivate your account.
Yeah, I would just delete it every now and then. I'd go in these phases. And then we were on our third date. And Amelia's like, look, my friend found you. And I was like sweating. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man.
Oh, no.
That's not me.
I'm like, I want to go out with you.
Okay, final question.
This is so much fun.
Oh, good. How many geese could you realistically fend off before you succumb to exhaustion?
Are we talking like the Canadian geese you see at like Gasworks Park?
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah, I could take seven of them.
Oh, he's strong.
Before you're like, I'm like,
this is bullshit.
You let them take you.
Yeah, I want to go. I mean, I don't think I'd let them take me out of like pride because I viscerally hate them. But I think I could take seven because I can kick a lot of them. I wouldn't they're cute, but they're terrible.
No, they're not cute. They're fucking assholes.
I could wring two of them by the neck and kick off a few, but then there's gonna come a point where I'm getting bit and then they're biting my legs and then they can put
so
me
seven.
Out
mm-hmm.
seven
feels fair.
Seven does feel fair. I feel like seven is a very honest
that's a
answer.
Good, yeah,
I can honestly take out seven geese.
Okay,
write that one down.
No, I feel good about that. That's a good answer.
Yeah, how you like me now, dad?
I have three fuck, marry, kills for you.
Give it to me.
I'm going to start.
Who made these?
Me.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to start with one for you and for Blue Wire Network, our sports network that we're on. Are you ready?
Sure.
Fuck, marry, kill. LeBron. Anthony Davis. D'Angelo Russell.
I'm going to kill D'Angelo Russell. Sorry, D'Lo. I wouldn't actually kill you, but it was a very poor showing. It's not his fault. He tried, but he just didn't come through. I would fuck Anthony Davis because the potential is insane, but there's also the chance that like it's just a complete, he's just going to lay a nothing burger. And I'd marry LeBron because LeBron has given us 20 years of consistency.
I feel like I did not give him these beforehand.
You did not.
This is the most I've ever learned about basketball.
Yeah, D'Lo, I mean, I wouldn't actually kill him. I want to like, sports fans are nuts. D'Lo, you're getting benched. I'd bench D'Lo. AD's getting fucked. LeBron, I'm marrying LeBron. 20 years, 4 rings.
Easily.
Most points ever.
Strong sperm. Got a lot of kids.
He's a beautiful man.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Missionary. Doggy style.
Uh-huh.
Legs over the shoulders.
I'd fuck legs over the shoulders.
Okay.
Oh, that's the one I would kill.
Ooh, interesting.
I would fuck legs over the shoulders. I'd marry missionary.
Okay.
And I would kill doggy.
Why? Why would you kill doggy? Just like, process of elimination?
I can't see your face.
Oh. Oh.
I'm being completely honest. That's the best part.
What are your answers?
Kill legs over the shoulders. That's just way too uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
I have a micro penis, so it works out for us.
Fuck doggy style, marry missionary.
Nice.
You can spice up missionary.
You absolutely
more,
can.
I think.
The manner
and then
of
doggy. I also don't love doggy style. The doggy style and legs over the shoulders are like the same to me.
Neck and neck.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
I
position?
I hate them both. When you're laying on your stomach and you got a little leg up. We've talked about this. When you mentioned it, I was like, I'm going to try that. And then it became my favorite.
I'm spreading the good word. I just told Frank about this yesterday.
I don't receive it enough.
Yeah, well.
Despite my protesting.
Well.
I don't know. Or campaigning.
You know, it's one of those things that's good for in novelty, you know? When you overuse it, it kind of loses its zest.
It's like Neapolitan ice cream. It all comes back.
All right. One more. Fuck, marry, kill. Me and my road rage. Me in the morning. Me saving drinks in your fridge.
Was this on the fly? I love it.
I'm going to marry you in the morning because it's, I love it. You in the morning is fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever heard that from anyone.
Just call her Angel.
You
morning, my dad angel. Used to sing that to me to wake me up and I'd be like, get out of my room! He's so fucking mad.
I'm marrying you in the morning because it's sustainable. I'll fuck you putting the drink in the fridge for the sake of killing your road rage.
That's fair.
It's so much more peaceful when you don't have road rage.
I know, but you know, it allows...
Not you specifically, yeah, just in general.
I've experienced it once on the freeway and I was a little scared.
It was brief too. You just wait.
We were coming home from a concert, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, just let him pass. I was so scared.
Some idiot in
you
a
know
truck.
What I think is unfair? Mr. Liz gets to have road rage and I'm like, yeah, get him.
Yeah.
Be mad. You should be.
And then
and I'm also mad. But when I have road rage, he has to be like the fucking devil's advocate of like, well, you should just expect people to be a bad driver. Like, I'm going to pull over this car and strangle you.
You should record him having road rage and play it back.
Yeah.
We have a clip.
Roll the clip.
The thing with road rage is you are not the craziest person. You are never going to be the craziest person in the situation.
I don't do road rage anymore. I just, like, I don't, like, do something crazy, but I will just scream in my car and be like, you're a fucking idiot!
Yeah, that's kind of where my road rage ends. Yeah,
I gotta tell you the story about me getting chased for, like, 200 miles on the 5 South by a PT Cruiser with flames coming on it.
That's an embarrassing.
The flames were painted on it, or
yes,
they're coming
the
out of the back?
It was wood-paneled PT Cruiser with flames, like, stickers are painted on it. Chased me, like, going, like, 90 for, like, 200 miles straight on 5 South, somewhere around like...
What did you do?
I don't know. I think he got angry. I cut him off. He was driving like a bitch. Chased me. It was fucking terrifying.
Put those flames to use, guy.
Yeah. I'm surprised a PT Cruiser can go that fast.
My mom drove a PT Cruiser.
That is arguably the most embarrassing car I've ever seen.
Yeah, it checks out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming, cutie.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to sing our outro?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's becoming of me. It's as your guys'
no,
thing.
You, oh, you'll have you the third harmony. Yeah. No, you start it out. Say, we love you.
How do you do it?
We love you.
You can wing it.
We love you.
Our children.
Hit the low note.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was in the choir in the fourth grade.